Simply Done, the podcast network.
Any whereabouts of Mole?
Well, we've got a message from him.
A good one or a bad one?
Well, I tried to call him maybe 1,000 times, and he wouldn't return my phone calls. And then he finally returned a phone call.
Did you count how many phone calls you were making?
Are you trying to be funny, Perry?
Trying to be?
Perry, let me explain something to you real quick, okay? If we lose Mole, I don't want to do the show anymore. Wait a minute. Do you understand
me?
Yeah. Okay. Because it's not worth it. I don't want to work with Brody. I don't want to work with Dr. Tommy Morris. I don't want to work with Ari.
I don't want to work with either of me either. I don't want to work with anybody but you and Mole.
Okay. The point is, we got to get Mole back.
Exactly.
You know what the plan is, don't you? You have to carry through with this scam.
Okay.
You stole the money. To get out of it, you tell them that you were raped.
I don't like that.
Okay, but Perry, stop saying that. You have to go into your character. You're an actor.
It's an act.
All right, but don't tell them that. You just say,
I'm going to tell you that.
I know that, but you have to act like you were raped. Then he's going to feel sorry for you and never want the money back.
I'm going to cry.
Okay, right, but make it really graphic.
Exactly.
But I don't know when we'll see him. I'm going to tell you this. We do this show. We see what happens here, and then next weekend, we put on the best of. If he's not back after that, we're done.
Okay.
Normally, Mole says something here.
Like, I want another hit of that or something.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
Mole would say I'm Mole. And I'm saying I'm
but he's
scary.
Not here.
Perry.
Okay, but Mole's not here. And I'm worried Mole has honestly quit for good. I tried calling Mole about 1,000 times. I never talked to him, but he finally returned one of my calls. Will you play that message for me, please?
Hey, gang, you know, it's Mole. Hey, man, listen, I'm still freaking out about that old thing and everything. I really want to come back and do a show, but I got your message that it was Perry who asked you took all the money, and I appreciate you calling and telling me this message, the one I'm talking about. Anyway, listen, I just got to figure out what to do, man. You know what I'm talking about, the message you left me here? This one. I got to go. Listen.
Hey, Mole, it's your pal Don Barris or Dan Barney or whatever. Anyway, listen, I'm calling you to beg you to come back to the Big Three. I know you haven't been returning my phone calls, and I'm sure you're mad, but I can tell you this. I found out who took the money. It was Perry, and he's willing to admit it. He's got a whole story behind why he did it, and I think he'll understand, but please come back. The bosses upstairs have already tried to replace you. I just need you to be part of this. You can't really blame Perry. You know, he's this Italian piece of shit. You know how these Italians are. I can't imagine any group of people being lower. Fuck faces, losers, crooks, thieves, their mafia connections, their whole life is about being bad. Please try to understand that. And you got to remember this. Perry's the lowest of all Italians. Please get in touch with me. Please come back to the Big Three. All right, bye.
Well, anyway, so by that phone call, you would think he's still up in the air about what's going on.
Perry's the lowest of all Italians? Excuse
I had me? To do that. I had to do that. Well, anyway, I want you to see somebody and go along with it. You may know this guy. Welcome back to the show, Mole!
Hey, I can't stay mad at you guys.
Hey, Mole, how are you, pal?
Who's that?
Hey, Mole, how are you?
I brought balloons!
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Thanks for coming back.
So nice to see you guys and Scaremaster.
Hey.
Well,
can I say something, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then Perry has something he wants to say to you.
I didn't know that I was going to come back, but I said, you know something? My mama told me never to not go back to your podcast. I don't know. She never
Your mama said that?
I know she didn't, but I was really upset when I learned that Perry stole all that money from me. I got to be honest with you. I always give him my $10 shout-out money.
And, thank you.
And
you do?
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get any. When I don't get any, then you don't get. Then I don't give it to you.
Okay, I think that Perry has something he wants to say to you.
Well, you know where the money went, right?
Yeah, I do know where the money went.
Hold on, Mole, give him a chance to talk. Go ahead.
Okay. Do I have to explain everything?
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Hold on, Mole. Would you listen to me?
Yeah, just ask one question for
sure.
Did you take the money?
Yeah.
So you took the money?
Yeah.
You stole the money?
I didn't steal the money.
Perry, you stole the money.
Okay, I stole the money.
Okay, you admit you stole the money. Okay.
I used the money for some lower back surgery.
Lower back surgery?
Meaning anal surgery.
What?
Yeah, when I got raped, these fucking guys.
Hold on, you're going too fast. Mole, he has a story he wants to explain to you. Take it from the beginning. What happened? You were skateboarding the week before the big show out in Palm Springs. Take it from there.
I was at a competition.
Uh-huh.
In Palm Springs.
Okay.
Okay? And I had some car problems. So I brought it to these guys that I've known for years. And I was bamboozled.
What do you mean you were bamboozled?
I don't understand anything that you're saying right now. After you said you stole the money, that's kind of when I stopped listening. So wait, what happened?
Okay, Mole, give him a chance to at least tell his story.
Okay.
I was raped.
What?
I was raped.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What happened?
Held down by one guy and actually held down by two guys, and then the third guy fucking...
Guys, stop playing with the balloons. I want to hear
Scaremaster's
tale
there.
Of sexual
All right,
assault.
Start again. Start the whole story again. Go. Tell
I'm not going to start the whole fucking story
Perry,
again.
Start the whole...
Fuck
Perry,
you.
Stop.
Look,
Perry,
I'm going to say it once, and
I'm
that's
gonna
the
say
last...
It.
No, don't
Perry,
any
listen,
shit.
Stop. Don't ruin it. If he leaves, the show's over.
He's not leaving.
He might leave. Perry, don't
he
say...
Won't
don't
leave.
Anything.
I'll leave.
Don't say anything you're going to regret. Go back... to the story. You're in Palm Springs. You had to go someplace because your car broke down. You went to someplace that you knew about. Continue from there.
Three guys. Not one, not two.
Three guys. You're saying three men.
Three guys.
All made.
No. It was not a chain rape.
Come on, stop. Pick it up from when you got there. And the three guys start from right there. When you
God,
so you,
you
went,
like
Perry, shut up and
fuck you! Go get the fuck out of here!
Stop being a fucking asshole.
I like the energy.
These guys that I've known before, because of when I lived out there in the past. I went to this garage that I knew of from the past
in Palm Springs.
Yes. So these guys that I've known for over 30 fucking years out in the dumb desert.
What are their names?
I don't remember their names.
Manny, Moe, and Jack?
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Okay.
You never told me this part. It was Manny, Moe, and Jack
no,
that raped
fuck.
You?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Wait a second. Is this the same mechanic that was ripping off people for break jobs on Joe Grover's Consumer Reports?
No.
Continue with your story.
All right.
Get to the part where you were raped.
God almighty, why do I have to fucking keep going? Get to the part where you were... Yeah, I got fucking raped, okay? I got held down by two motherfuckers and the third cocksucker went up my ass. And split my fucking asshole open to where it needed to be sewed back down.
What?
I don't want to say anymore because it's fucking disgusting.
You know what I think he's brave about? This happened before the big show and he did not say a word about it. Going to the big show. I'll tell you this.
This happened after the... Oh, wait.
No, it happened
a week before.
Oh, everyone was all excited about the big show, and some people saw you, and they're like Justin Bieber fans. They freaked out. Why are you so irresistible to men that they force you to make love on them?
Look, I lived in the fucking fag capital of the southern area of this...
Reseda?
No, Reseda, my ass.
Canoga?
Palm Springs.
Okay.
There were so many fucking cocksuckers out there, I couldn't stand it when I lived out there.
Isn't that what, but that's not why you moved there then.
And why'd you go there for vacation then? Why'd you go back there with your skateboard if you hated it so much?
So it was all gay men and skateboard teenagers.
Fuck you!
That's the picture you painted, dude.
No, the picture that I'm painting is Palm Springs loaded with fucking faggots.
And skateboarding teenagers without shirts.
They're not gay.
Who says?
My skateboarding friends are not fags.
How do you know? How do you think they pay for those new trucks?
You know what?
Perry, you're apologizing.
Apologizing for what?
For stealing the money.
You fuck the money.
What do you mean?
The money was used and it's gone.
It was used for your anal rape surgery.
For the surgery.
Where was the surgery done?
God, I don't even remember.
Well, you better remember because you're going to have 18th? To be presenting some report, some receipts, dude.
What?
I think you said the 27th.
No.
The 27th was after the fuck.
You got it on the 19th. You told me the 19th that you had the operation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where did you have it done?
In the desert.
The surgery was done in the desert.
Yeah.
And what was and what did they do? They gave you a local anesthesia and then stitched you up?
Something like that.
Not something like that. Something like that or anything like that.
Dude, I don't want to. I'm sick and tired of talking about this shit.
Well, Perry, Mole has come back because I told him that you would apologize for stealing the money. Now, Mole, you would probably want the money back.
He wants something that I don't have.
What's that?
What is that?
He wants receipts. I don't have receipts on me.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want receipts.
No, you said you wanted receipts.
No, I said...
I don't have receipts on me.
To prove you need receipts, but that's not what I want. You know what I want.
What do you want?
Oh, my money. I'm sorry that you had to have tush surgery, but I don't really see how I have to pay for that. If you're going to keep wearing the clothes that you wear, going into garages and having men sodomize you, when you know, why do you get yourself in a situation where you're wearing cut-off jean shorts,
no shirt, biker pants,
and you skateboard into...
He was all sweaty, as he told me before.
Like a gay place at Palm Springs. I don't see how that's my problem. I just need the cash, so if we could take care of that, that'd be awesome.
Go to our accountant over here. Ask him.
No, I'm talking to you.
He didn't steal the money.
You just admitted on the podcast there that you stole the money. You admit it. Everyone can hear it. I don't even need to bring this to court. I'll go like, hey, listen to this. Here he is, an admission of guilt. A free admission of guilt.
Okay.
So whenever I could get that, that'd be great.
Hello?
What are you talking about? Whenever you get the money,
what?
You'll give it to me.
I got to run down to my car real quick. I'm sorry. I got some medicine for my throat. Can you guys give me 1 minute?
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys can figure out the money thing. I mean.
Okay.
What are we going to do? What do you mean? Talk a little louder.
I don't have it, and I'm not going to ever have it.
Where'd you really spend it then?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
We got to start thinking. Think.
What do you mean, think?
What can we do?
You made...
Dan? Just a second.
Hey, Dan, can I talk to you for a minute, dude?
Yeah, you can
go out and talk with the guy.
I don't know what's going on. This whole thing is just really leaving a bad taste in my mouth. I got one guy who's like, hey, I'm irresistible to men and whatever.
This is my last show. I'm not going to take to where I have to... Explain.
You're not acting like a victim enough. You gotta...
A victim enough? What do you mean? I've fucking raped.
You didn't cry. You didn't say that you'd have to wear a diaper for the rest of your life if you didn't get a new sphincter. You gotta be more sympathetic.
Thank you.
All right, think, Perry. What can we do?
Look.
We got to get out of this. All right, here's what we're up against.
Look.
Just listen to me. We can't fuck this thing up now. The bosses upstairs want to replace Mole. I don't want to work without Mole. Do you?
No, you saw that I don't want to work for that mole.
Okay, all right. Well, let me finish. Let me finish, and then you say what you got to say. So we got to get him back. Now, he believes you stole the money. So we've got that going for us. That's where the money went. So he wants the money back. So what can we do? What can we do? Think of how we can get out of that.
Oh, wait, I don't want to wear a diaper for the rest of my fucking life.
What do you mean?
I was raped. I had surgery done. I mean, come on. What do you want? My ass to fucking bleed and shit all the time? Do I have to wear a fucking diaper constantly? No. I had fucking surgery, asshole.
But where I think Mole is coming from is that he feels it's not his responsibility and he shouldn't have to pay for it. So maybe we could do this. When Mole comes back in the studio, you let him talk. You let him talk as long as he wants and say whatever and everything he has to say to you. So then when he's done, you tell him that the two of you are too close of friends and you really got to level
with him. Is he still out there?
No,
or did he leave?
He's out. He's outside. He's walking around because he's so fucked up.
Another hit of weed.
Stop. That's what I think he's doing. I think he's getting high right now. Okay, so let's get back to the scam. Perry, you got to remember this. You have to work on the fact that you're smarter than Mole, and you can't let him get control of the situation. When you're scamming someone, you have to be professional, something that you're not.
Be professional, dude. Please.
Okay, let me just finish the plan. Then you get back to the story where you tell him that you have to tell him the truth. Now, should we say that you had to ask your parents for help, or should we say that you had to get your family involved?
My family.
Okay, so you say that you were in so much pain that you had to have your family pay for the operation. So then you tell Mole that the reason that you stole the money from him that he should have gotten for the Big Three holiday show is because...
No. My family didn't
Just go along with it. He's not going to check that out.
Okay, whatever.
He said, the reason that I took it, I'm a Navajo witness, and they don't believe in presents. And I know your birthday is coming up, and I didn't have money to buy you a gift. And I thought, since we've been such good friends, and go with the "you're my best friend in the world" line, he'll like that.
Boy.
You're my best friend in the world, and this year I wanted to get you a gift. So I took the money to buy you a birthday gift. He will fall for that. Hook, line, and sinker.
He won't fall for that.
I'll bet he does.
Not fall for
I'll
it.
Bet he does.
He will not
I'll
fall
bet
for
he
it.
Does.
Bullshit.
How much you want to bet?
I don't bet money.
All right,
you know
I'll
that.
Make you a deal. If he
here's
does-
the deal. Friday, this coming Friday, if we don't have a contract for the next film, this is over.
Get out
that's
now.
The
then.
Deal.
Get out now. Then, get the fuck away from me. I'm going to do all that fucking hard work, and that's what you're going to say? I spit on your fucking Goomba ass. Now shut your fucking mouth and listen to what I'm saying.
What you're saying?
Shut your fucking mouth. Don't say a word. Here he comes. Go along with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, that's how they do it. Hey, why don't you grab a seat, Mole?
Listen, maybe I was a little quick about saying that I shouldn't be paying for Perry's rape surgery. But here's the deal. You know what you have to pay for it? The criminals. And I'll tell you what. I say we start investigating this. I was on the hall. I made a couple calls. These guys, if you're one person, who's going to be the next one? They're investigating it. I called Palm Springs PD. I told them there was a sexual assault. I gave them the date that it was in a garage. Three suspects. You were the perpetrator. I'm sorry. I gave them your name and your information. I'm sorry, Scammaster. You can't let this happen to somebody else.
Mole, can I just interrupt real quick? You don't
is your
need
phone
to...
off or something? Because they should have, Palm Springs PD should have been calling you by now.
Yeah, it's off.
You don't okay, need well, to worry about it. It's been taken care of. I've had these guys arrested. I did a little investigative work myself. And while you were gone looking for Terrifying Tim in the Sea of Japan, I called the police and they caught these guys.
So I'll call off the Palm Springs PD. Probably already knew about it if you had him arrested then.
Yeah. All right. Perry has something he wants to say to you because he was telling me. He wouldn't tell me what it was, but he said his conscience feels guilty. What were you going to tell him?
I'm very sorry that I had to take this money and use it for this. You know, I'm very sad about what has happened to me. But, you know.
Wait, you know what? If I don't know if you know how brutally he was raped.
How brutally were you raped? Was it all anal or was it also oral?
All anal.
All anal? They all just wanted to bugger you.
Did all three of them fuck you?
No.
Did you jerk any of them off?
No, fucker.
I don't know. I figured maybe if you jerk them off, because you know how to do that, and that's one less person's going to bugger you if you jerk
you
them off.
You know what?
You would think it'd be easier to jerk someone off than let him bugger you in a garage.
He didn't know what was going on. He just went to get his car fixed, right, Perry?
Yes.
Tell him how you were feeling.
What was wrong with the car? Toyota, you take such good care of that thing.
Perry, just level with him.
Whatever. All right, we'll figure it out. Because we do want to know what happened there. Maybe we'll figure out later in the show.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk. I'm just so sick of this. Okay,
Perry. But anyway, you had something you wanted to say where the money went. You wouldn't tell me, but why don't you tell Mole?
You know where the money went.
I don't know where the money
went. It went up my ass.
Birthday.
What?
You want a birthday gift, don't you? Yeah, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
When's your B-day?
You know my birthday.
No, I don't.
Yours. What were you telling me before about your friendship with Mole?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you my best friend?
Yes.
You're supposed to be my best friend, right?
Totally. Totally your best friend.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You blame me for anything?
A lot of stuff.
Like what?
9/11.
Why? Oh, you're going to blame me for 9/11. Fuck you!
I blame that you don't care about America.
I don't care about America? Again, fuck you!
Perry.
Blame me for Nathaniel's death.
Nathaniel who?
Okay, Perry, you're trying to get back on his good side.
I'm on his good side. No, he just wants to act like an asshole to me.
All right, tell him what you did with the money.
You know what I did with the money.
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Oh, bullshit. I had my ass sewed up, but I also want to give him something.
What?
Oh, my God. I don't want your ass. I don't want your sewed up ass. Were you doing that for me? Dude, don't do that for me. Maybe do that for Adams.
No, you fucking Fruit Loop.
Do that for Adams.
No, wrong. There's some gifts that are going to be coming your way.
What? Wait, are you saying you took the extra $750?
Well, actually, it was $850, excuse me.
You're saying you took the extra $850.
$8.50.
Scaremaster, you're on tape saying you stole the money. So you can make all the jokes you want about it, but do you really want to go down this road, or do you want to discuss what we're going to do about this? Because honestly, this is just, it's really close to a felony. You're $150 away.
Oh, I am.
Perry, you're buying him a gift, you said. Tell him that.
I don't even know. Well, yeah, there's a big bottle that's going your direction.
A what?
A bottle?
I think what he's trying to say.
You're
going to
give me an $850 bottle of something for my birthday?
No, $150 bottle of something.
Then where's the other
$700? It went up my ass, asshole!
Again, I'm not paying for your surgery. There's funds out there that are for the
You need to go smoke some weed.
What about your insurance? Does that pay for any of it?
You're getting too stoned right here.
You're okay.
Just go out. Oh, you don't want to go out there?
I go out there.
Well, you should leave the room. Go get high, please.
I'm calling.
Just don't call the cops.
I'm going to call Palm Springs back and tell them to call it off.
Okay, do that.
I'm going to call West Hollywood and say I found the person because they've been helping me out and trying to figure this out.
Oh, God. How can you be so dumb? This is why you can never.
This is why
you are the worst scammer. Why do you keep saying that?
Because, dude, I don't scam anybody.
All you gotta do is...
I'm not a scam artist.
All you have to do is say, Mole, you're my best friend in the world. I wanted to buy you a good birthday gift. So you've got a surprise coming on your birthday. He'll tell you when your birthday is, and by that time, he'll forget everything. You gotta push the fact
He won't forget about nothing.
He will. I'll make him forget. I'll tell him that he, you never said that. Don't worry. Let's put it off until tomorrow.
Oh, God.
All right?
This is not easy.
I'm back. What are we talking about now?
All right, Perry has something he wants to say.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey. Did you get new glasses?
That sounds like good friendship talk.
Yeah,
right there.
They're new.
Prescription?
No.
Okay. Where'd the money go?
Why are you asking me? It went to you. You stole it, remember?
Okay.
All right.
Some of it went up my ass. Others went in gifts. And you're not getting those gifts until your B-Day comes up.
Yeah. Let me see the ass surgery. Let me see it. Let me see
I'm not showing you my
if
ass.
If it was on those days, you still have stitches. Let's see them. Let's see the stitches. Dan, you want to see them?
I'll tell you the truth. It would... I saw them. And you're not feeling
Mary Jane, you want to see him?
Let me say something, Mole, before you continue to say
I know Vince in the booth wants to see him.
Let's stop right now, please. Vince wants to see anything he can when it comes to scars on the ass.
Everybody's got their picadillos.
All Perry had was like bloody bandages because the sphincter's on the inside.
I saw it.
Oh.
I saw it. And it's gross. It almost made me throw up. I don't want you to see that. But Perry has
is your, do you have, is your, is like your, now you it's all like stretched out and stuff?
I'll let Don answer that.
Why would Don have to, oh wow, Don you know a lot
enough.
About,
Don
yeah, but I mean,
enough.
Don is the, Don knows more about your rectal health than you, that's really, I don't know.
Well, let me just put it this way, Mole, you don't want to see this, it's absolutely disgusting. What you want to do though is Perry wants to tell you something about being your friend and what surprise he has
Look,
for you.
Like I said earlier, you're supposed to be my best friend. And since you're supposed to be my best friend, you're supposed to help me out. I figured since you're helping me out that I'm going to help you out with a little gift for a thank you. So since
you're thanking me for stealing all my money?
No, I'm not thanking you for stealing all your money because I didn't steal your money.
Yes, you did.
I
you
used
said
the
you,
money you took, for a health problem.
It doesn't matter what you used it for.
Perry,
no,
you bought
you
a present
asking,
with it.
Right?
Yeah, he's got a present coming to him eventually.
All right, the truth is he bought you $850 present.
You did? That's
yes.
What you did with the money? Oh, buddy, you didn't have that ass surgery with my money after all, did you? You took all that money and bought me a present, didn't you?
Yeah, all right.
You're the best. That's because you're a Javajo problem. You can't use your own money to buy me a present.
I can use my own money to buy you a present.
Not get kicked out by the royal dog.
The royal dog.
Schnauzer,
fuck you.
Whatever it is. The
Jehovah God is his name.
I think it's
don't,
Westminster.
Don't blaspheme me. Our grand creator.
Perry, you're winning. Stop putting your foot in your
so,
mouth.
So, come my birthday, you're going to give me an $850 present. Oh,
yes,
my
he
God.
Is.
That is exciting. Hey, you know what? I'm calling him back at West Hollywood PD, and I'm telling him to stop the investigation, put it on hold, because it looks like we found the money, and Scaremaster stole it, but it was just so he could give me a Javajo birthday present with $850 on my birthday in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Beautiful. Let's
what is
it?
What is
it?
What is it?
Big
three.
Well, we're back and we're better than ever. And it's time that we let some of the fans talk to us. And how can we do that? With our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
That's right. So if you want to get in touch with us and just say hi or give us some kind of shout out, you'll send $10 in that straight cash. That's no checks, no money orders, straight cash, homie. You send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And what we will do then is we'll read your shout out on the air. Why don't we start out with one here? This comes from a Daniel Rubio. Dear Don, Mole, and Scary Perry, I was in the mood for something big three, but not really a comedy. After the loss of American hero skateboard enthusiast and all-around great guy, Terrifying Tim, I wasn't looking forward to something to make me laugh. So I thought to myself, I could watch The Bank Job starring Perry Caramello. That was the movie you did.
One of them.
Now, I don't want to call Perry a lying, greasy sack of Italian shit, but that lying, greasy sack of Italian shit wasn't even in the movie. The bank job was based on a true story back in 1971 London, starring Jason Statham? I don't know.
Wait, there were two bank jobs that were done.
Tunneling into the basement of a bank and stealing everything from the safety deposit boxes. Don't get me wrong, it was still a great movie to watch, but Perry wasn't even in the movie. I watched the whole thing from the beginning to the end, and I didn't see the Scaremaster even once. Can Perry please explain himself on why I didn't see him in the movie that he claims to have had a starring role in? Signed, Daniel Rubio. Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Did he get the right bank job? Because there's two bank jobs out there.
Were you in the one from 1971?
No.
Well, then maybe that's not you, then.
That's right.
All right. Mole, would you read your first $10 shout-out since coming back?
Greetings in Halsing, Big Three. It is your good friend Thorberg of the Solberg Clan. Perry, you had messaged me on Facebook some time ago asking for work. I told you about Jan's movie called Laser Boat, but the script is still being written. I also recommended a landscape job for Meantime, but you did not like idea. Now I have a job for Scaremaster as Father Cookie for the Caramellas. Next month, I'll traverse the North Sea with my clan, the village of Dover and Edinburgh. We are in need of a cook on our ship. I can think of no better one than Cookie for this job. We're also in need of a deckhand to help with weapons cleaning, care for livestock, and hand sex relief for clan. I can think of no one better qualified than the Scaremaster.
Oh, some money.
Not to worry, Perry, my friend. Man-on-man hand sex is not gay when done on high seas, much like when it is done in casting rooms or to get out of trouble. Both caramels will receive substantial pay, including rubies, pearl necklaces, hand glove for Perry, stone pot with fire for Cookie, baby whale meat, one walrus tusk. To enhance deal, Perry will also receive a SAG, Swedish Actors Guild, voucher for his service, and Cookie will receive two eye patches. Due to Perry's HIV, we will not sign blood oath. However, since Perry also practices a pagan religion, we will sacrifice one boar instead. Perry, please discuss with Cookie and let me know if you're interested. And offer, dear friend Thorberg Ragnar Solberg, Stockholm, Sweden.
Wow, interesting. Well, that's some money. And you get your dad working.
I pass.
Well, you know, don't completely shut it out.
If you shut that out, you're probably not going to get the role in Laser Boat.
First off, it's in Sweden. I don't have a passport.
You know what? Sweden's having a renaissance. Have you seen The Killing? Have you seen Let the Right One In?
I don't have a passport, again.
What if you paid and got a passport? Then you would have a passport.
It's called getting the money to pay to have a passport.
Why don't you talk to these people and say, I don't have a passport. Can you give me the money so I can buy a passport?
Is it really called that?
I think it might fit under that title, but I don't know if it's called that.
Whatever.
All right, let's move on. Dear Big Three, I did some more research since my last report, and I have found more info that proves what a lying piece of shit this guy, Mole and Don, have been carrying for the past 20 years. Item number one, Perry's great uncle, Antonio Corsi, was not, and it's highlighted, not Italian. He was born in what is now known as Croatia. So that makes him a fucking gypsy. That means that Perry has at least
Roma.
50% gypsy in him. I'll do some more research on Cookie to see if he has any Italian blood in him and have that for you in the future reports. I have to tell you, I hate this Perry guy with all my heart and soul. Even if you were paying me to do work, I would do it for free. I told my wife I now know what my calling in life is, and that's working for you guys. So please know that anything you want me to do, maybe you want me to hack into Perry's bank account and clearing everything out. Maybe you want me
Maybe I'll have him get my $850. Oh, no. I'm getting a present for that.
Maybe you feel the best way to ruin Perry's life is to hack into all Perry's utilities accounts, like his cell phone, his power bill, and cable bill.
And pay for them.
And change them so he owes thousands of dollars on each. He may eventually straighten things out, but he may have to turn some things off until he does, which is really a harassment. Whatever you need, I'm here, and I'm waiting for my next mission orders from you, sir. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III. P.S. I've enclosed a picture of Perry's hero before he made it in show business, when he was working in gay porn. He's a non-Italian that Perry claims is Italian. It's Marlon Brando. Oh, I've seen this before. You seen this one?
It's disgusting.
Marlon Brando blowing it, dude?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You've never seen that? Tell me that's not Marlon Brando.
I don't care.
Why do you have such a mean face on?
Mean? What, it's fucking disgusting. It's fucking gross.
What movie is that?
You never heard the rumors that he had done gay porn before he got into the legitimate film?
Oh, Brando?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No, I didn't.
Well, there's a picture right there.
That doesn't mean that he's done gay porn.
He made him a blowjob he can't refuse.
That's funny.
Ah, it's just some other Marlon Brando gay stuff.
Hey, I'm the freshman.
The horror of this.
Mind if I use the restroom?
We're in the middle of a show. We're almost done.
No respect.
Who's got no respect?
You guys.
What do you mean?
No respect. You stole $850 from me.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. You borrowed it.
He borrowed it to buy a birthday gift for you. I think that's pretty nice,
Mo. It is nice. You're right.
Well, maybe you should read this next letter.
Hi, Big Three. My brother and I are huge fans of the movie and podcast. I respect and appreciate the hard work two of you put into the show. Of course, I'm referring to Dan and Mole. I would like to point out that the only time Perry has ever put any effort to get ahead in life was when he jerked off Randy Callahan to get out of trouble and earn a SAG voucher. I would also like to address is how bad Perry is when he sings Back in Black. I realize Perry has the rhythm of a deaf person with Down syndrome, but it would be nice if he could at least make an effort to get the words right for his, quote, favorite song. I live in Michigan, and I'm a close personal friend of Kid Rock. He told me that Angus Young and Brian Johnson are pissed at the Scaremaster for screwing up their song. Perry claims to be such good friends of AC/DC, but doesn't he know the words to the most recognizable song? Kid Rock also told me that Angus Young plans to sue Perry for using their copyrighted term Back in Black when describing his gay skateboard deck. Your concerned friends, Eric and Ryan Solberg.
Okay.
Michigan.
I got to tell you something,
I
Eric.
If he's related to the Swedish Solberg.
He might be. But I want to say to these guys, I don't know where you're getting off in talking about Perry blowing people and things like that. He did not do that. Would you stop it,
no,
for
God's
sake?
No, they didn't say he blew him.
Oh, all right. Then I'm mistaken. I'm sorry.
No, they
Eric.
Said jerked him up for a SAG voucher.
Well, he did do that. Yeah. All right, anyway,
let me
move on.
Explain how many fucking times do I got to explain I got in trouble?
We know.
Okay,
it.
Why do you got to brag about it? Would you stop?
I got in fucking trouble.
When you talk about it, people want to know more about it. Stop talking about it.
I'm glad it didn't cost me $850 to get your hand washed.
Yeah. All right, well, here's the deal. The point is Perry is not gay, so please stop sending gay things to him. All right, here's our next one. Dear Perry, I heard about how you gave sexual favors to Jim and Andrew when they had lunch at your apartment.
I didn't do any sexual favors with Jim and Andrew at my apartment.
I don't know how he would have gotten this. I'm fine with that as long as you only blew them and ate their asses. We agree that you would save of your anus for me until I make it out to L.A. And I'm going to hold you to that promise.
What promise?
That you're going to save your anus for him until he makes it out to L.A.
Sorry.
So I'm saving all my anus for you.
There you go, Mole.
You're my love slave, so I expect you to follow my orders, especially when they pertain to sex with other men. If Jim and Andrew are listening, I have a short message for them. Stay away from Perry's anus. You want blowjobs? You want rim jobs? That's fine, as long as you pay. But the anus is my property. There's no trespassing. If you think I'm going to let two pretty boys roll into town and get a piece of that hot ass before
what?
I do, you have another thing coming.
You got another
coming.
Anyway,
no
it sounds like Jim and Andrew paid you pretty well. Nice job, Perry.
Yeah. I need to use the restroom real bad.
No, you don't. Just stop. We're almost done with the show. Shut the
hurry
fuck up.
Hurry up, hurry up.
You can get my cut of the profits when I'm at your apartment. I can't wait to get over there and make it into my little whore. Love, Dimitri Moreland. What is going on with the two
this
of you?
This fucking faggot, man. I can't stand his fucking... He calls me constantly. I get prank
he
phone calls
He likes
from
you, dude.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, Perry, here's what you do. I've said
The fucking guy completely
How
out of my life.
How can you delete him out of your life? Here's what I would do.
I blocked him on the fucking computer.
Here's what I would do with you. I
change
would change
my number.
Your
I
number.
Gotta change the number. I know I've been getting
but listen,
prank phone calls like crazy.
Scaremaster, you gotta understand, this guy really likes you.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, what about his feelings?
He doesn't have a fucking pussy. He doesn't have D-cup titties.
I know, but he still has feelings.
I know. I don't give
someone
a fuck.
Someone puts their heart out there, you know?
Yeah, what heart? That's not a heart.
Let
that's
me
some,
ask you this.
That's some guy's dick that wants to get in my ass.
What if he
sorry!
Had a, what if he had an operation and got D-cup titties? Would you like him then?
Shut up.
You just said that's what...
Is that the end of $10 shot?
He's not a chick! And even if he had a sex change, I wouldn't like him. It's women only. God damn it.
What if he went and had the whole operation?
Again, women only.
Did you just belch?
Yes.
But you've been with many post-ops.
I've been with many women.
Yeah, women now, but used to be men.
Fuck you, Fruit Loop. Never was I with a man.
Yes, you were, dude.
One.
All right.
Anyway, one.
That was today's $10 shout-out.
Because out. Of I got because of getting in trouble with a San Andorni lookalike on a film set. All right, okay.
Hey, can we stop talking about all the dudes you've been with for one second?
One,
I'd like to talk about what I've been doing, okay?
All right, let's make sure we didn't get a clean cut on that. That was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
What have you been doing?
I went out looking for Terrifying Tim with on Mr. Adams' plane. Well, let me tell you something. I've been living, I was in the islands living on lobster because he has an amazing chef, Mr. Adams. Amazing.
You know, I would think he would be.
But we didn't find Terrifying Timbo, but.
Any leads? Anything at all?
No, but we did, I think, found Monster Island.
What?
Yep. You know Gamera, the turtle?
Not really, but.
Flying turtle, fire shoots out of its leg holes, spins around. Two little Japanese girls sing to it.
A cartoon. Yeah, it's a cartoon.
No, it's not a cartoon, dude. It's called real life, okay? Pick up a science book. Anyway, history shows again and again how nature points out the folly of men, okay? That's all I'm saying. But man, what a time I had with Mr. Adams. That guy knows how to travel in style.
I'll bet he does.
You ever go to Monster Island, tell Mr. Adams to pick you up, Van Nuys Airport with his jet.
Any other leads on Terrifying Tim at all? I think people would be interested in that.
Oh, my God, no.
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd come back with some good news, but I guess not. Anyway, you know what we forgot to do a little bit earlier? We haven't done it in a couple weeks. Hold on. Stop, Perry. What were we going to say?
Here's the thing about Terrifying Tim. I want to see a death certificate.
Why? Why are you so morbid?
Morbid?
Yes.
If he's dead, why can't I see a fucking death certificate?
Well, when someone's lost to sea, dude, it takes a while before it's official that they're dead.
How long has he been gone?
Since the show.
Since a week before the show. How long was the show?
Why don't you call his bereaving family and demand to see the death certificate? That would be nice.
I don't have his family's phone number.
I mean, that's just kind of like the kind of class thing.
Why doesn't one of the two of you, screaming about an American hero and skateboard,
we're going to call his family.
If I don't piss, I'm going to fucking pee all over myself.
We're going to tell his family.
All right, before you pee, can I just do one thing? Because I want to get this out of the way.
Oh, before you peace, can I tell one real quick thing?
Okay, sure.
When we went to the islands, we came in and the jet, and then we went to the islands. You go to the islands, you have to slosh through these streams to get to the camp, and there's these waterfalls, okay? And the waterfalls, these cascading water that the water falls over the rocks.
How relaxing it is.
It's really relaxing.
Flow
and you lay down, you can lay down the river and just splash the water all over yourself. And it's kind of cold, but warm too. And the water feels so good. And it goes into these deep pools, and you jump in the pools and splash around. And come on, these crystal springs of water. And you can just drink the crystal springs of water. And everyone's got these big gourds, and we're just drinking big things of fresh water, and the water's everywhere. We're splashing around and running in the ocean, splashing the ocean, and then you go in this fresh water, beautiful, crystalline, gorgeous cenote type, beautiful underground water, just splashing the water everywhere and drinking water.
And it's so comfortable to know that liquid is just flowing
just
in a
liquid lying on the river.
Perry,
rocks.
Let me just get to this real quick. You know, Perry, before we go on, just real quick, it's time for the Cookie Caramello update, and we need you for that.
What?
Drum roll.
Oh, yeah. Before we do the drum roll, the water, when I'm talking about the water, it's like that crystal clear kind of water, you know?
If
like
you want me to pee
stream.
All over your living room, I will.
Drum roll!
Okay. Now, Sonny Cookie Caramello was Perry's father. And
is
Cookie was a
my
cook
father.
In the Navy.
He's still alive, Sonny.
Serving tours of duty in both World War II and the Korean conflict. Cookie was a leader in the fight long before don't ask, don't tell policy came into play in the armed forces. That means he was the guy that made it okay to be gay. On February 6th, doctors felt there was no hope.
You gotta wait till he masks you.
I'm gonna fucking pee all over myself.
Let me just get to this. Let's go. I know. Now, Perry.
Yes, sir.
Cookie Caramello. Is he still with
us?
You know, two things. First of all, I do the big buildup, and you always interrupt me, number one. Number two, ever since Cookie had the plug pulled on him, he's doing everything in his power to get his name mentioned on this show, and I think that's bullshit. Let him go. Give it away, Cookie.
What do you mean, give it away? Let him go. Fuck you.
Well, we've been
Why don't you just why don't you just go up to his bed like in Philadelphia, like Antonio Banderas, just go, it's time, let go. Let go. It's time.
He's and then, doing great. I,
then what is he
Tom
doing?
Tom Hanks, he'll go like,
he's getting healthier.
Is that what?
I think so. It's a fucking movie, fool.
No, that's Terminator 2. That was Joe Morton in Terminator 2. Bam. And he blows up Skynet.
Or you know, it was another great scene.
Hey, you sound like you were having sex.
Saving Private Ryan when that Nazi was on top of him. They had the knife and he slowly puts it through him and it's like coming down. And it starts going into him. Maybe that's what you should do.
I'm not going to Texas to kill anybody.
He's in Texas?
He's in Texas.
Where in Texas?
San Antonio?
Somewhere.
Should we try to find him?
Why?
Are we ever going to talk to him on the podcast?
He won't get on the radio.
Why?
He doesn't want to get on the radio.
Why?
He said he won't do it.
Because this whole thing's a fake thing.
It's not fake.
This is bullshit. All right, that's the end of the Cookie Caramello update.
Yeah.
I'm tired of doing it.
Thank you. Wait a minute. I'm not going to Texas for his
He's back on the show as soon as he dies.
Yeah, he'll go on the show when he dies. When he dies, then I'll mention that he died. But other than that, there's no reason to...
I can't wait!
He ain't going nowhere for quite some time.
Ooh. By the way, did you know that coming up in September is our one-year anniversary of doing podcasts from the Simply Down the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Island, California?
Is that September or is it October?
It might be October. You might be right. But
well, this certainly proved to have paid off.
I think so.
It hasn't paid me squat.
$850 of my dollars.
Really?
How about the $850 of my dollars?
Really? You fucking pile of shit. How about the fact that nobody would buy your fucking idiot skateboards if it wasn't for this show?
No one?
Nobody. Nobody gives a fuck about you without this show, Perry. Stop being stupid. Stop insulting me, you moron.
Oh, I'm not insulting you.
Yes, you are. I'm telling you. I've told you a million times. The fact that all you do is beg for money. You know what? This is why I ask people, please send us some money, either on PayPal.
I know.
Make some kind of... Shut up, Perry. You're a fucking pain in the ass. There's many ways to help us out. You can send $10 shout-outs. You can go through PayPal. We're going to do a $100 donation thing. We need some cash, guys, if you can help us out, just so I can shut this fucking loser up.
Hey, I got to tell you something.
Inconsiderate fuck.
Cash is nice, but it's not everything. I want to tell a story about a little kid who's really sick and is going to maybe not make it. And all the little kid wants to do is meet the big three. That kid's name was Nathaniel, and he died. But if there's any other kids out there who are sick and dying, maybe we can make it to them in time. And we'd love to meet you.
What happened with Nathaniel? I forget.
Doesn't have to be fatal illness. Doesn't have to be terminal. It could be chronic. Could be a chronic illness.
Could be a head cold. So we could do just about anything with anybody.
If anyone out there has a kid who's sick and wants to meet the big three, we want to do that for $10. So it's not all just shout-outs. And that $10 will go to the Scare Master. So if the kid could have cashier's check or cash.
You know it would be nice if he could put that $10. I'll make this. You got a kid that's sick, terminally ill, maybe even just a head cold. You pay $10 to hang with the big three. You know what? Perry will teach him to swim in his pool in his apartment complex.
Oh, that is really nice.
That would be good.
Come on, Scare Master. You'll do that. You'll do that.
I guess.
Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Can you send that through for us, please?
Hello, can you hear me, Major Don? Can you hear me, Major Don?
Hi, Mr. Adams. How are you, pal?
Yes, David Bowie. How are we? Walter, are you back safe and sound in the big three fold?
Fold what? What?
Well, never mind. We certainly did have a time on our sojourn, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Could you tell Andre that I gotta have his recipe for lobster thermidor?
Yes, of course, I certainly will tell him that. I remember, you ate a bucket full of that after your cannabis session, yes?
Definitely, yes.
I will tell you fellas that Walter and myself have a quite different view on the Mile High Club.
Yeah,
now, Perry, you are someone I'd like to go flying with.
Why?
Yes. Come
Sorry.
Fly with me.
Sorry.
Come fly, let's fly away. And listen to me. When I say that, that is come with a U.
Hey, Mr. Adams, did you hear that Perry was brutally raped?
Yeah, he got raped.
What? Oh, my God.
My
Stop
what?
Bringing
well,
it
that
up.
That is something.
Stop.
Was it the same bloke from years ago who buggered you with a Corona bottle?
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
All right, listen. Now, listen. The most important thing is that you've had your little Italian poop tube repaired. If you'd like, I would be happy to both remove the stitches and take that Fiat out for a little test drive. Hmm?
Come on, Perry. Let him remove the stitches from your
asshole. Yeah, let him take the stitches
All right. Listen. I think Perry's newest rape has brought the whole convo down. What say we jump started with a little jokey joke?
Yeah, tell a joke. The camera person needs a joke.
I thought you would like that.
Yes, tell a joke.
All right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Where did the river go for a loan?
Probably to the river bank, but I bet it didn't sue its river bank like Perry sued his bank.
Did he do? No, that's very doubtful. And something else doubtful would be me not hanging up. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams. What's going on there?
Man, I don't want to talk about this shit anymore.
What shit are you talking about?
The fucking ass! That's what shit I'm talking about.
Oh, the rape? We're not talking about it.
Oh, God. Oh, the rape? Like it was nothing. Like it's an everyday fucking thing.
Wait a minute.
Fuck all of you!
1 second you were crying uncontrollably, and then you switched into that again.
Fuck all of you, okay? The show is over. With all this rape shit. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking sick and tired of it.
Getting raped or talking about getting raped?
You just mentioned it again.
Although I guess we wouldn't be talking about it if he wasn't. It's like the chicken and the egg.
Absolutely. Perry, let's try to get your mind off this, okay? That's maybe the best thing to do. Because right now it is time for 60 Seconds with Perry.
Ow! Ow! Motherfucker, go fuck yourself! 60 seconds is over!
No, you got plenty of time, actually.
I'll use some of the 60 seconds if you want. Hey, folks, how's everybody doing out there? You like great classic
Perry.
Rock and like to hang out?
Mole, stop for a second. Don't you have something you have to say?
Yeah, fuck off!
This is your 60 seconds
what
to push
your
stuff.
What about your website? Your skateboards?
www.scaryperryskateboards.com
Popsicle sticks, yeah? Go ahead.
8-inch, 9-inch popsicles, 10-inch pool boards.
Oh, that's what you're doing. You're just trying to stop any cold.
Again, the website's www.scaryperryskateboards.com. And skateboards is spelled SK, the number 8, boards, BOARDS.com. I'm done.
I can't hear you, Scaremaster. So put your headphones. I can't hear you, bud.
I'm fucking done.
Dude, put your headphones on so I can hear you, please.
No. He yells into my fucking... Yeah, I got t-shirts, too.
Stop.
Make me go fucking deaf.
Stop. Stop.
I'm done.
Stop.
I'm done.
Stop.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Stop.
I'm done.
Stop.
Stop what?
I'm trying to get you to stop. He said, don't yell, and then I don't yell, and then you don't know when to stop.
Go! Fucking asshole.
I tried to. You said you didn't like me when I yelled. You take your headphones off, and I say stop at a normal level. And what do? You keep going. Fuck.
You know what else keeps going?
This is my last show.
You know what else keeps going? The great taste of what the huck Thai food. Boy,
mean,
oh boy.
You're talking about.
Oh, the best.
You're
best.
Talking about what the huck for the finest in Thai cuisine. It's what the huck.
Oh, so good. You get the noodles, you get rice, you get
323.
You get some other
654-7952. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-7952.
That's right. And by the way, for the next five customers, anybody who says what the huck is cool with me when they get their order, they get $100 worth of free food. That's the first five callers to what the huck. 323-654-7952. What's your problem today, Perry?
Yelling at me? For no...
When did I yell at you?
He didn't yell at you.
Yeah, always with like...
You yelled at everybody else, dude. Good. You yelled at everybody else. First you started yelling at us about you like, hey, I stole that money and I got my ass stitched up. I took the money. I got raped. I got raped by three guys that held me down. You yelling it at us. And then you're like, hey, don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I got raped by three guys.
What are you doing, Perry? Sit the fuck down.
I haven't gotten up.
Put the mic by your face and talk into the mic. What are you doing?
Why?
Because you're part of a podcast.
The last podcast.
What?
I'm done.
Okay. Then you get no $10 shoutouts today unless you apologize right now. That's no $10 shoutouts unless you fucking say you're sorry for saying that. I'll give you 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No $10 shoutouts for Perry today.
No show ever again.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. What are you going to do with your life now?
Move forward.
What are you going to do? Give me
Don't
some
worry
kind
about
of,
it.
No, I'm just kind of interested because
Wait a second.
We had everything lined up. I get Mo back here, you fucking greaseball. I take care of everything because you're so fucking stupid. You got a big fucking mouth.
Three.
What's three?
Three offenses.
What are the three offenses? What are you talking about?
You just made fun of me three ways.
Okay. Then let's talk a little bit, you fucking idiot.
Four.
Okay, you fucking idiot.
Five.
Let's make it a lucky fucking douchebag
fuck
face.
What are we playing?
Seven.
What's this game?
No game. The guy's a fucking ignorant motherfucker.
I'm an ignorant
One.
Motherfucker.
He just doesn't give up.
Two.
All right, listen to me. Let's make some reason out of this. I told you, you've blown every single thing that we've ever asked you to do on this show.
He didn't blow it. It blew him.
Thank you.
I quit.
Beautiful.
Every time we ask you to do something,
Lower
we ask
my
for,
volume,
for Perry's Corner. What happens on Perry's Corner? You blow that. Nobody likes it. You're terrible. You don't do any research.
And you freaked out during Perry's 60 Seconds when Dan went like this.
Because you guys got my volume up so it'll fucking make my eardrums fucking bleed.
Stop! Yelling at me. Now, here's the deal, Perry. We ask you to do Perry's Movie Time. It starts out really good. You seem to have a real interest in movies that have a gay theme. Then when we switch to...
I have an interest in movies that have a gay theme?
You came out every time during Perry's Movie Time, and you had great fucking movie reviews on gay movies.
They were disgusting fucking movies.
All right, well, you came out and you said that. Then when we gave you other movies, it always seemed like you were reading from the box tops.
Yeah, you're the only ones you watch were the gay ones.
What?
The only ones you watched over and over, the gay ones.
Over and over?
You
over and over
everything
and
everything that happened in those.
And Pacino is a no-nonsense cop who infiltrates the hardcore world of gay New York.
You were great on that.
Seedy 1980s.
But then when we gave you some
West
other
Village.
Movies, we gave you The Godfather, other movies like that, terrible reviews.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, I'm just telling you what happened, Perry. So the bosses upstairs say that's over. We don't want that. Then I ask you, you bring up something interesting. You start talking about all the prostitutes you've had sex with. We give you an assignment how to do it. You don't do it. Do you have anything for today? Do you have anything for today?
Why?
Yes or no?
You said you guys said to not bring in anything
okay,
for
because
today.
All you do is nothing. You
tomorrow,
don't do
I'll tell you what, next podcast, I'm going to have one heck of a recipe for lobster thermidor.
I'm so tired of you, Perry.
Fine.
You want out?
It's over.
You want out? Really? So this is our last show. You want to make that
show.
Announcement right now?
You just did.
No, I'm asking you, Perry, because I'm dead serious. If you say yes, that's fine with me. This will be our last fucking show.
Show's over.
Really? Okay. Then this will be it. This will be the last mole play.
Okay, let's make it a good one.
By the way, we didn't even do the intro music for Perry's Movie Time, which is such a good song. Why don't we hit that real quick?
Yeah, for the last, if you're not going to get to hear it again.
Right. So let's play that.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
You know another one we haven't done? We haven't done Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds in quite a while.
Yeah, not at all.
Let's play that one.
Pillow Talk with Neil. He won't be beat.
What about Guy Talk?
She loves Guy Talk.
She loves Guy Talk. Don't you, Mary Jane?
So do you, Perry. All right, here's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk. Ooh.
And then there's $10 shout out from earlier in the show.
Well, we already did
and
that.
It's the first song that we played, Retribution, and we played at the end also.
No, we're not gonna do that.
But what about the song, what about the one from Mole Play?
It's time once again for a little Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. We also had a problem one time with the home game, but I don't know what's going on with that. Anything we need to say about that, yes or no?
If you have them, please return them to the stores for a full refund.
All right, now, in Mole Play, Mole will set up a scenario that could be about anything, something we've done on the show, something that's in the news. Now, then Mole will cast the scene. Then Mole will direct the scene. All we need to know now is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Scaremaster?
Yes.
It was a pleasure directing you through all these Mole Plays.
Thank you.
It's getting kind of melancholy. This is going to be our last Mole Play.
This Mole Play, I think everybody wants to know what happened on that terrible, terrible, hot afternoon in Palm Springs when Perry's car broke down.
I'm not going to talk about it.
You're not talking about it.
I'm not talking about it anymore.
Because you know why?
My ass hurts.
This is where you get to turn the tables. We head now to Palm Springs, where Scaremaster's car is just broken down, and he comes into the mechanics. Dan, you're Perry. Perry, you're the rapist. Mole Play.
My fucking car won't work! Why can't my fucking car work? Why can't my car work?
God. Can't you see your fucking blue radiator hose, asshole? I can't handle this.
Why are you touching me? Leave my pants alone!
My fucking ears. Ugh.
Perry suddenly jumps on the mechanic and starts seducing him. What? Perry, it looks like you're instigating the whole thing.
You know what? You guys are making me sick. The way this guy's yelling in my ears is making me... giving me a worse headache than I already have.
Well, then just fix the fan belt already.
Oh, God.
How's that job coming along on the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Car's
done. Perry has to go pay for it now and doesn't have the money and has to figure out a way to pay.
Car's done.
Why did you jerk you off?
Perry, you wanted to do that to him? He didn't rape you?
Look, you guys, I don't feel good today.
Well, that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Every time you come here, Perry, I seem to hate you more and more.
You know what? I'm getting really sick, and I don't feel good. I mean, and the way you yell, you say that I'm a yeller and shit. I used to be a big fucking loud yeller. But
You're old yeller. We gotta take you behind the barn and shoot you.
I just, please. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I know this is our last show.
Anymore.
All right, this is it then?
I can't handle it anymore, right, man.
I got some good news and I got bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news, it's not our last show because we have to do the show again because the Elvis lights were never put on.
Sorry.
We got to do it again. The lights weren't on. The lights weren't on.
Well, I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. First, Mole leaves. I'm so sick of trying to fucking gather the two of you fucking nitwits together. Mole, I don't blame you. What did I do? No, you didn't do anything. You were ripped off. But Perry, you are a despicable human being. You really are. You're a bad person, dude. I'm calling Nick immediately.
Go for it.
I will. Go and you know it. What? I'm going to. You don't need to tell me that again. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, Don Barris on Facebook. Perry is at on Twitter. He you
Scary are Perry 818 on Twitter. P Perry F Caravello C A R.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. A V is in Victor. E double L O on Facebook, and I have two different Facebook accounts.
Mole, you are.
I'm Mole something or draw something. And also
on Walter Molinitsky on Facebook.
And I'm also just hanging out. People are just hanging out face to face. I'm more into that kind of contact.
All right. If you're in the LA area, don't forget to check me out either at the Comedy Store. I close the show every night there. Or maybe even at Jimmy Kimmel Live. I do the audience warm up there. This weekend, my band, the Barris Kennedy Overdrive, is the final act every night at the Sunset Strip Music Festival. Well, it's very sad. We've gone through a lot, and now it's over. I guess for the last time, put her there, guys. It's time to say goodbye to the fans that were loyal to us, the fans that cared about us. But Perry's such a fucking asshole, he's got to ruin everything. So put her there for the last time.
I don't feel good, so that's...
Big Three! Goodbye!